Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about praying and taking a look each weekday morning during our devotional broadcast about some aspect of prayer from the Bible. Who we ought to be praying for, what we ought to be praying for, the manner in which we ought to pray, the attitude that we have. And today we're going to focus in on praying for restoration. And the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 19, "I particularly urge you to pray so that I might be restored to you." You'll see this often in Paul's writings as he writes to the various churches and desires to be with them. And for a variety of reasons, often because of imprisonment, he can't be. But I think God's desire as we pray for restoration is bigger than that. I think it's appropriate and fitting to pray to be restored to those that you have become distant from. Sometimes that distance is geographical. Sometimes that distance is emotional, psychological. It's wound up in a ball so big that you're not even sure what caused it anymore. Our distancing from one another rarely is the result of one thing that we can point to and say, if I could just fix that one thing. Sometimes it is, but I think that's more rare than common. But as we pray for to be restored to those that physically live a distance from us, because we miss them, we ought to also pray for those that may live in the same neighborhood, the same city, but have become distant for other reasons. We ought to miss them as well. They ought to miss us. There ought to be a desire to figure out what was broken and to pray for restoration. You see, God created us to live and to be in community with Him and with one another. One of the first things that happened when sin entered the world was a desire to hide. Adam and Eve to hide from each other and to hide from God. And there was a need for restoration. And that's what sin does in our life. It creates a brokenness. It creates a distance between people and God. And so when we pray for restoration, we pray that those relationships can be healed and mended and made right. But I also believe it's important, it's critical that we pray for the restoration of the lost to God. And sometimes that lost is us. Not that we've lost our faith or our salvation, sometimes that could be the case, but more likely we've lost our way. We're wandering in the wilderness. And we need restored to a right relationship with God. Just as our relationships with people, with one another, get messy at times, because we're involved, sometimes our relationship with God gets messy. And so we ought to be praying that we're restored. And the great thing about God's restoration is it's not a good enough restoration. It's better than new restoration. I'm always fascinated by people who can take classic cars that are in very bad condition and restore them. To make them look like new, to make them look even better than new. The skill and the ability and the patience and all of the other characteristics required for that to happen are incredible. But why don't we have that same sense of wonder at a God who can take us in our brokenness, in our state of disrepair, in our non-functioning ability, and restore us to make us new and even better than what we were? A God that not only can do that, but desires to do that. And so sometimes we see those who are caught up in sin, and whether we say it out loud or not, or whether we even mentally pray it, there's a thought that comes through our mind that thinks they're unreachable, they're beyond hope, they'll never change, they like it that way. Oh, we pile on the excuses for not saying anything, for not doing anything, for not praying. But what would happen? Not only when we look at our own sin, when we look at our own brokenness, but when we see others who visibly show signs of disrepair, instead of passing judgment, instead of thinking there's no hope, what would happen if we were to pray that they would be restored to God, that they would be restored to family, that they would be restored to health and mind? You see, God's desire is that we would pray for restoration. And we can be confident that those prayers are within His will, because His desire is that none would perish, but all would come to repentance, all would be restored to Him through the blood of His Son, Jesus. And so today we pray for that restoration for ourselves, for our family, for those we are distant from those that we don't even know. And we ask God to restore all things to Himself. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. As skilled as mankind can be in restoring things, You are even better at restoring people. And God, I thank You that through Jesus we can be fully restored. And not just restored to a state of okay, but restored to be better than new. Restored to be what You designed and created and called mankind to be from the very beginning. So God, today help us to seek that restoration in our own life. But God, may we also pray that those around us may be restored. That they may be restored in the midst of broken relationships, that they may be restored in the relationship with You that is broken. Help us as we see people today to pray for their restoration in whatever level and manner that's needed. And Father, may we never forget that the greatest and most productive and the eternal restoration that we need comes through Jesus. So God, may we be faithful in sharing Jesus, in living according to the examples and teachings and commands of Jesus. And God, today, as we pray for restoration, may we lift up Jesus as the one who makes that possible, so that as we lift Him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.